This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Atlantic City is near bankruptcy, and New Jersey legislators are fighting over the rescue plan this week. The Republican Party's likely nomination of Donald Trump, now that both Ted Cruz and John Kasich have bowed out of the GOP race, has us thinking about the rise and fall, and rise again, of the billionaire, all while the casino empire he helped to build is in ruins. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist David K. Johnston has been covering Donald Trump on and off for 27 years for the Philadelphia Inquirer and the New York Times. He's now with the National Memo, and he joins us. Welcome to WNYC, David.
Glad to be here.
What does Atlantic City tell us about Donald Trump?
Well, Donald Trump never had a dollar invested in Atlantic City. In each of his deals, he took a fee off the top and borrowed all the money. And therefore, he had no interest in economic development and wealth creation there.
You know, a lot of people would be surprised to hear you say that Donald Trump didn't put a dollar into Atlantic City. Can that be right?
Yeah, that's typical of all of his deals. Donald is one of the biggest welfare kings in America in terms of receiving public benefits for his various projects. And in the Atlantic City casinos, his were not the most profitable. They were not well managed except for a brief period. And his casinos were among the first to go down.
Now, the thing that voters like about Trump is that he's a successful businessman and a deal maker, and they think he's going to bring that to Washington. But what you're saying and what you've written about is that he relies so heavily on borrowed money. Now, to be fair, Donald Trump has pointed out that this is the way business works in America. It's not just Donald Trump. Isn't this the way real estate is done in this country?
No. Most business in America is not run by people who don't pay their bills, who get vendors to do work for them, and then will say, that's garbage, I'm not going to pay you, and then use it. He is by no means an example of how business in America is run.
You've reported, in fact, on Trump's connections to the mafia. And whether or not this disqualified him under New Jersey law to be in the casino business at all, what did you find?
Well, Donald has a long history of doing business with mobsters, mob associates, a major cocaine trafficker. The New Jersey State Police have him and his brother on videotapes when they were doing undercover work going into the offices of Kenny Shapiro, who was the banker for the Atlantic City mob, which was a particularly vicious and murderous mob. And Donald has always managed to get away from these things by saying, well, he didn't remember or he forgot whenever he was put under oath and asked about these things.
You have written extensively about the American tax system. Trump hasn't released his taxes yet. So what should we expect to see when he does? Can you tell us about how Trump pays his taxes?
Well, first of all, you're never going to see Donald's tax returns. It's not going to happen. Donald said he can't release them because he's under audit. That's ridiculous. And both an IRS commissioner and I have pointed out that's ridiculous. But what about the years before that? The reality is that Donald Trump benefits from a rule that allows real estate professionals like him to live tax-free. There's a special rule for real estate professionals that allows them to pay zero taxes for their entire career.
What can we expect from a President Trump in terms of tax policy?
Well, Donald has laid out a tax plan, and while he poses as a champion of the people, the Tax Foundation, a conservative anti-tax organization, says that it will put us $12 trillion in the hole. And most of the tax savings will go to very wealthy people, particularly people who want to pass on their wealth untaxed to their children.
Are you surprised at how little of Donald Trump's background has made it into the political fray?
I'm appalled that my peers in the mainstream press have not scrubbed several of the candidates and scrubbed them thoroughly. And in Donald's case, there is a massive public record of his conduct that very few journalists have gone over. A few journalists have started to get in touch with me in recent days wanting copies of documents. We have never had a major party nominate someone for President of the United States who had long, deep, and enduring relationships with mobsters, mob associates, a drug trafficker, and various con artists. This is unprecedented in American history. And I was urging journalists last summer to start digging into this because from the very beginning, I thought Donald might well get the Republican nomination, as it looks certain he will now.
David K. Johnston is an investigative journalist who has written for the Philadelphia Inquirer and the New York Times. He writes for the National Memo and the Daily Beast. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And regarding David's comments about Donald Trump's connection to organized crime, Trump was asked about it by Chris Matthews of MSNBC in March. Here was his response.
Well, I've known tough cookies over the years.
I mean, wise guys.
Along. I know what you mean by wise guys. I've known very tough people. I've known people that make the politicians that you and I deal with every day look like little babies. They'd walk across the street out of fear if they ever saw some of these guys. I deal with people that are very tough people, and I get it done.
You can see more of our election coverage at WNYC.org.